Let's move on now. Bahraini Supreme Criminal Court has announced that the first trial day of a prominent Shia cleric, Sheikh Isa Qassem, will be held on Wednesday. The Bahraini regime revoked the citizenship of Sheikh Qassem last month, accusing him of advocating terrorism in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. Sheikh Qassem has denied the accusation. Bahrainis have held numerous rallies since the cleric's citizenship was cancelled in June. The international community has repeatedly slammed the Al-Khalifa regime for intensifying its crackdown against dissidents. Manama has used the revocation of its opponents' citizenships to discourage people from criticizing the regime. Joining us now is Colin Cavell. He's a former lecturer with the University of Bahrain, and he joins us via Skype from West Virginia. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Cavell. Now, as we've discussed in the past as well, for people in Bahrain, Sheikh Isa Qassem is a red line of sorts, and we saw that anger pour out into the streets when the Al-Khalifa regime announced its decision to revoke the cleric citizenship. How do you see things panning out when this trial sets to begin?
Kaniz, this is a test of wills and a test of the relative forces. The regime is bringing Sheikh Isa Qassem to trial to see just exactly how much support he actually has within the kingdom. In other words, they want to test to see how far they can go. Should they put him in jail? Should they put him in exile? And so this court case is a test to see exactly how much support he has within the country.
Right now, Mr. Cavell, isn't that a dangerous gamble to make, so to speak, considering that this could go very wrong for the Al-Khalifa regime as the anger spills out?
The whole Egyptian strategy that has been undertaken within the last month by the Al-Khalifa dictatorship is a risky strategy. But from their perspective, they are following the dictates of Saudi Arabia, who is funding all of this, and their conclusion is that they want to silence all opposition and put all the leaders in jail or exile or revoke their citizenship, and they want to get rid of this five-year-old rebellion. And so with the country's top Shia leader, the most respected cleric in Bahrain and in many parts of the Middle East, they want to see exactly how much support the opposition can muster.
And before I let you go, Mr. Cavell, there has been a concerted effort to clamp down on the clergy in Bahrain. Just yesterday we saw an arrest of three more clerics in Bahrain. Why is the Al-Khalifa regime cracking down on the religious leadership there?
Well, what they're cracking down on is on the leadership of the Shia followers. So this is part and parcel of the regime's narrative, which claims that there is a sectarian divide between Shia and Sunni, and that only the Shia citizens oppose the monarchy. But having lived in Bahrain, I know very well that the majority of people, both Sunni and Shia, oppose the monarchy of Al-Khalifa, because they all recognize this is a dictatorship, it is against the Quran, and it is against the will of our Creator, who gave us all a rational mind to think and act and create the type of government that will govern our lives.
All right, that's Colin Cavell, former lecturer with the University of Bahrain, joining us via Skype from West Virginia. Mr. Cavell, as always, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.